Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Aleph, Amun Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mishnah is Chaya B'Shtei Mises Bezdin. If somebody did two Averis, for which there are two different Mises Bezdin, so the Halach, it says the Mishnah, is Nidin B'Chamura. We give him the more severe Mises Bezdin. Continues the Mishnah. Over Avera, Shneschai Shtei Mises. There's one Avera that carries with it two different punishments. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, the best example would be if somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, who also happens to be an Eishes Ish, so she carries with her two Einshim. The Eishes Ish is a Chiyiv Chenik. Mother-in-law, as we learned, is a Chiyiv Sreifa. Says the Mishnah, the Halacha is Nidim Chamura. We give the most severe Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds Nidim Bezika Rishayna. Whichever, and the Gemara is going to go into great length in explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion, whichever is the first Avera, that Shabalov, that is the punishment we give him, whether it's the less severe punishment or the more severe punishment. I actually saw a very nice vart in explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion. As I said, the Gemara is going to explain it on a lamda shuei. But the Sefer Arvei Nachal quotes the Levush Yisro. It says a very nice pshat. We know, we learn in Pirkei Avos, Avera Gereris Avera. So if somebody does one Avera, it brings another Avera. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says you go with the first, we punish him according to the first Avera. Because the first Avera was the cause for all the other Averas. So that's appropriate that should be the Avera for which he receives the punishment. Says the Gemara, we began the Mishnah with a Halacha, that if somebody did two different Averas, and the two different Averas carry two different punishments, he gets the more severe punishment. Ask the Gemara Peshitta, isn't that obvious? Should he benefit from the fact that he did an Avera? Amar Rava, so says Rava, Hachem Maiskinen, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, kigon sh'over aveira kala. The person did a less severe aveira. The nigma dinoi al aveira kala, and he was already sentenced for that aveira. And then before he could actually be executed, the chazva of aveira chamura, he did a more significant aveira. Sakadat chamina. We would think that kiva the nigma dinoi al aveira kala. Once he's been sentenced, the halacha looks at him, gavra ketilahu, as if he's a person who's already mechuyev misa. He's not even an existing individual because he's already been sentenced to death. Kamash Mwanda, we don't say so. So, Taisus asks a very obvious question. We know that any edus she'i'at yochel hazima, an edus that's not subject to halachas of azama, is not considered a valid edus. Ask Taisus, let's try to understand the circumstance here. We have an individual, let's call him Ruvain, who was sentenced to Misa. And then he did another Avera. And the Edom come in and say, Edus, that he did that second Avera, which carries a more severe punishment. What? Now these Edom, if they turn out to be Edom Zomim, we know that Lachiv, Vasisim Loi, Kasha Zomam, Lasis Lachiv. We're going to do to them what he wanted to do. We can't do to them what we want to do to him. He is a person who is already Mechuyiv Misa. And they're not individuals who are Mechuyiv Misa. So we can't do Kasha Zomam. And we've learned so many times that Eidus Yati Yochel Azima is not valid Eidus. So Taisus answers, you don't always require Eidus. We've learned many times the Halacha is that the Bezdin themselves see the act. There's no need for a testimony. They already know what's happening. It says, Al Gemara is referring to a situation, not that there were a second pair of Edus coming to speak about the second Edus, but rather what it's referring to here is that Bezdin saw. So it is an issue of Edus that we have a problem with Edus Shiat Yochel Azima. One Teretz. Another Teretz that Rishonim suggests is a very interesting Teretz. The first Edus could fall also. Just because he got sentenced doesn't mean that the first Edus can't be Muslim. So what are we saying? That he's certainly going to get killed because of the first sentence? It's not necessarily that way. Maybe the first pair will get Muslim, and therefore we can't necessarily say that this is an Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. Furthermore, say, Taisus and the Rishonim, what are we learning here that we give him both misas. They were given the more severe misa. Why not? So the Rishonim explain what's happening here in the Gemara as follows. We've learned, and this is a nice chazara for many of the halachas that we've learned previously, specifically at the beginning of the Masechta. We know that the halacha is that if somebody did an aveira for which there's a misas bezdin, the day of the deliberation cannot be the same day as conviction. For to exonerate him, acquittal could be on the same day as deliberation. Conviction has to be the day after. We also learned the halacha that as soon as there's a conviction, we don't want to have inui hadin. We immediately take the person out to be killed. So say to Rishonim, that's what this Gemara is teaching us. This person did an aveira, for which there's a chiv misas bezdin. So let's say that in Torah, the deliberation took place on Monday. The sentencing would take place on Tuesday. And he has to get killed on Tuesday. But now, between Monday and Tuesday, he did another aveira. On Tuesday, we do the Din Torah for the second aveira, and we do the deliberation for the second aveira. But we can't give the conviction until Wednesday. Teaches us the Mishnah. You give him Nidin al aveira chamura, that even though normally we don't convict on the same day as deliberation, here we will convict on the same day as the deliberation of the second Din Torah in order to give him the more severe Misa. Ask the Gemara. Bominei Avud Rav Yosef Bacham and Rabbi Rav Nosson. Menoha Milsa the Omer Rabbanon. In fact, from where do we know this halacha? Now that we explain that there's a halachic nafgamina, that we deliberate and convict on the same day, that where we indeed know this then, that Mishin is Chayiv, Shnei Mises Bezdin, that somebody does two different Averis, for which there are two Mises Bezdin, the Nidin B'chamura, that he's punished with the more severe Oynish, the more severe punishment, quotes the Gemara, a pasuk, a whole parsha actually, in Yecheskel. If we look into that parsha in Yecheskel, it's a fascinating parsha. Where Yecheskel is telling Klal Yisrael, children will not suffer because of the sins of their fathers. Fathers will not suffer for the sins of the children. Everybody has to, so to speak, stand on their own two feet. And the pasuk speaks there about the following individual. V'hoylech V'hoyle ben Peretz, Shaifach Dan, Elohorim Ochel, Ves Eishes Re'eu Timei, Vel Glulim Nosa Enof. The Pasuk speaks about a person who did different Averis. Says the Gemara, what is the Pasuk teaching us? Says the Gemara, V'hoyle ben Peretz, refers to an individual, Shaifach Dan, that he has a child who is a murderer, and we know, as we've learned many times, that the Mises Bezdin for a murderer is Saif. As Eishes Re'eu Timei, so Eishes Ish. That's referring to a situation that somebody did adultery, that we explained earlier, the Chiv Misa for adultery is Chenik. V'al Glulim Nasa Einav, Zavodis Kachavim. He worshipped Avodah Zarah, which the punishment for Avodah Zarah is Skila. So we have here one individual who Rachman al-Tzlan did all of these Averis. One is a Misa Saif, one is a Mises Chenek, and one is a Mises Skila. And what does Yecheskel say about this individual? Mois Yumov Domaboy Yeh, the Skila. So the Pasuk is teaching us exactly what we just learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody did multiple Averis that come with different Einshim, the Einish will give him is the more severe Skila. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Eimakul B'Skila. Who says that the Pasuk is referring to an individual who did three different Averis that carried the punishment of three different Mises Bezdin? Maybe all the Averis that the Pasuk is referring to are Averis for which there's a Chiv Skila. And this is how we'll understand the Pasuk. V'hoyle ben Peretz Shaifach Damim. That's a Ben Sarah Meir. That's the subject that he has such a child that will end up Chas V'Shalom being a murderer. That is the whole concept that we learned earlier in our Masechta of a Ben Sarah Meir. That we know the punishment for Ben Sarah Meir is Skila. Eish Tz'ri'ei Timei is not referring to an Eishes Ish who's in the Suah. That the punishment for having in a relationship when an Eishes Ish who's in the Suah is Chenek. Rather, it's referring to a Nar Merasa, which the punishment is Skila. Vel Glulim Nasa Enav Zuvetz Kachavim. The Beskila. So the Pasuk is teaching us that this person did all of these Averis, which all carry Skila. Ask the Gemara, Imke Mai Kamashmon Yechaskel. If the pasuk is referring to these three averus that all carry the punishment of skila. And the pasuk Yecheskel is telling us that if somebody did all three of these averus, he's going to be v'chayiv skila. So everybody knows that. There's nothing new here. What's Yecheskel coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, d'matarka mahadar. Maybe there's nothing new. All Yecheskel is trying to do is review the dinim, the halachas, that we learned in the Torah already. Answers the Gemara, if that's what Yecheskel was trying to accomplish, ikein, iboy lehadur keich dehadri Moshe Rabbeinu. Two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat is that if all he's trying to do is just use this as a review, what we may not do, so why does he change the wording from what Moshe Rabbeinu used? He should have used the same wording as Moshe Rabbeinu, how Moshe Rabbeinu describes a ben Sarah Meir, and how Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah describes a Nara Marasa. Why did he change the wording? So if we say that he's trying to teach us a lesson, that if you do different averus and the different punishments, you get the most severe punishment, so we could understand why he doesn't use the same wording as Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he's just trying to teach us the exact same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, he should have used the same wording. That's one pshat I saw. The Yadramas has another pshat. If Yecheskel was coming to teach us a chiddush, a new din, so he could say it in his own words. And he could speak about specific situations, as we learned earlier. But if Yecheskel's goal is just to review, that's not new. That's what Mishnah Torah, that's what all Sefer Devarim is about. Sefer Devarim is a review of the first four Sefarim. But what do we find in Sefer Devarim? That all of the halachas are reviewed. Not just a few, all of them. So if Yecheskel felt the need to review what it says in the Torah, he should have reviewed everything. What did he just review? Three dinim. So it must be that Yecheskel is not just here for a review. He's here to teach us the halacha that the Mishnah taught us, that if you do different averus with different punishments, you get the most severe punishment. So since the Gemara quoted that parsha, the Gemara goes in to speak more about those punishments, those psukim that Yecheskel discusses. Darash Rav Achav Rav Chanina. Maidik Siv Elaharm Layachal. In that pasuk, Yecheskel is describing a person who acts appropriately. And again, the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is a person just does what the Torah says, just follows the exact halachas, that isn't a tzaddik. That's what we're all supposed to do. So obviously there's something that this individual is greater. So what does it mean, Elaharm Layachal? Shloi Achal B'schus Avaisav. He lives on his own merit. He doesn't just live on the merit of Avaisav. Ve'inav Lai Nosav Aglulei Beis Yisrael. Shloi Halach B'kayim Zekufa. The halacha is, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Oslo Adam Lalach, Dalar Amos B'kayim Zekufa. A person not to stand very erect. It's a sign of arrogance. Ves Eishas Re'ei Lai Timei. Again, very much the way we're learning. If to tell us that the person is a tzaddik because he didn't do adultery, that's something that such that he deserves a compliment for. Shlayarid l'umnes chaveri. He didn't try to enter into somebody else's umnes, take away somebody else's panasa. And again, the Rishonim explain as follows. We know, we will, Mitzvah, learn, the halachas v'asogas kvul. So the Rishonim explain the Gemara here is now referring to a situation that didn't do asogas kvul. It's an issue in the Torah to be masa gvul, to move into somebody else's panasa. But there are cases where it's mutter. For example, the halach is that I'm not allowed to move into a neighborhood, I'm not allowed to move into a community, and then open a business which will compete with an existing business. But mi'ikar hadin, if I am living in the community and I need to make parnasa, so I open up a business, an existing business, technically that's not a sagas gvul. What Yecheskel is saying is that even though this person technically could have opened a business, he was careful not to take away the parnasa of someone else. So I saw a beautiful vart in the Sefer Kehillas Yitzchak that explains what is the comparison of Asagas Kavul trying to take away somebody else's panosa to having an adulterous relation with an Asia Sish. How do we connect these two things? So he says a beautiful pshat, Yisrael Salanter. He says, when somebody opens a new business, what is normally his strategy? His strategy is, I'm going to drop the prices, undercut the competitor, and like that, I'll be able to move in on the business. It's a good strategy, but he's not going to make any money. So what happens? He's not making any money, and the person who had a business, he's hurting him. So he doesn't make panasa, and the original businessman doesn't have panasa. What is the halacha if somebody has a relationship with an eishes ish? The Gemara says, os labal, os labayil. She can't go back to her husband, but she can't have a relationship with the adulterer. So it's the exact same thing. He doesn't have panasa, and he doesn't have panasa. Here too, this woman can't have a relationship with the baal or the bayil. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw in the Sifrei Musar, Pimusar, is as follows. As I explained a moment ago, technically this is not really an Aveira. Because we're referring to a situation where it's not really Hasagas Kavol. But what happens here? The Gemara is teaching us that it becomes a very slippery slope. If you become accustomed to take something that belongs to someone else, even if technically you have a heter, you grow accustomed to taking from other people. And from that, it could come to the worst Aveira of Eishes Ish. Continues the Gemara. He didn't take from tzedakah v'ksiv tzadik. So the Mefarsh explained, what does nida have to do with tzedakah? So one pshat is that who is our main support in life? Our wives. So just like there are times we are allowed to be close to our wives, the times that we're not allowed to, so too there are times that we should take tzedakah, the times we shouldn't take tzedakah. What does it mean not allowed to take tzedakah? So we all remember, it's one of the first halachas in Hilchos Shabbos. The halach is, it's a Gemara, I think, in Masechta Shabbos. Rekiva says, Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebrius. Even though on Shabbos there are all the halachas, we're supposed to eat Shal Shudas, we're supposed to eat nice meals, says the Gemara, if the question is to eat a meal, you'll have to collect from tzedakah, and otherwise you'll eat a simple meal, but it'll be your own food, Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebrius. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. A person should always avoid, if possible, taking tzedakah. In fact, the Mefarshim quote that if somebody who technically is eligible to take tzedakah, but he doesn't take tzedakah, what will be his schar? That he'll turn around and he'll be able to be about tzedakah, give other people tzedakah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does also say, as much as it's virtuous to avoid taking tzedakah, you have to always realize, not at the expense of your family. If somebody, Nebuch, really doesn't have, and there's no way for him to make ends meet, and he says, I don't want to take tzedakah, but his family is suffering, and they don't have Nebuch what to eat, that is not what the Gemara means. Says the Pasuk, somebody acts this way, tzadik hu yichayu yichya. This person is a tzadik, and he will be zoicha to life. Says the Gemara, she'er gemliya magiya l'mikra zewer, gemliya would learn these psukim, he would cry. For he said, only somebody who will do everything that the Pasuk just mentioned, he's the one that's going to be worthy of life. But let's say he only does one good thing. It's not enough for him to have chayim. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Kiva, you're learning wrong pshat in the Pasuk. Because El Ma'atam, the Pasuk in Parashat Achrei Mois, after it lists all of the forbidden relationship, it says Al Tatama B'chol Eila. So again, says the Gemara, Hachanami B'kula. Is it mean that only if somebody does all of the averus, then he's in trouble? B'chad V'nai Eloi. But let's say he does only one of those averus, it's no big deal. Of course not. El Bachs B'chol Eila. As soon as somebody does one of the averus mentioned in that pasuk, he did a horrible avera. So we know, we've quoted this klal many times. Mida Toiva. Meruba Mida Peronius. So if by doing an Aveira, as soon as you do one Aveira, it's terrible. It's certainly by doing one mitzvah, Hachinami, Ba'achs Mekalayla, if you do one virtuous thing, you did one thing with Nim Meshuras Adin, Chaya Yichya. So we learned in the Mishnah of Aveira. We learned in the Mishnah Machlokes between the Tanakam and Reb Yosi. If somebody did one Aveira, that carries with it two punishments. The opinion of the Tanakhama is that he gets the most severe punishment. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is Nidam Bezika Rishoyna. He gets the first punishment that he had encountered. So the Gemara analyzes that machlokes. Tanya. Ketzer Amar Rabbi Yossi Nidam Bezika Rishoyna. Says the Gemara, Habal Chamoisai. If somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, Nidam Venasis Eishesish, and then when he got married, was a single woman, a divorcee in Almona. And then, after he got married to his mother became an Eishes Ish. The halacha is that he'll get the more serious einish of Sreifa, because that came first. Eishesish, but let's say she was first in Eishesish. That means you had a woman. This is the normal situation. You have a married woman. She's an Eishesish. And then you marry that woman's daughter. She becomes your mother-in-law. V'nasas chamoisai. Nidin, that the halacha will be that you get the einish of an Eishesish. Why? What is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that ein isachal alisa. And since this woman was already offered to you as an Eishesish, so therefore, even though now she became your mother-in-law, but she's already offered to you, and the halacha is ein isachal alisa. Amalei Rav Adbar Havala Rava Chamoisoi v'nasas Eishesish. We're saying that Rabbi Yossi is going to be of the opinion that if she was first your mother-in-law, and then afterwards she became an Eishesish. So since the Isser Chamoisai came first, that's why Nidin B'Chamoisai, that we look always at the first Isser, why not Lidin Nami Isser Eishesish? Why should we say that she got that the Isser Eishesish should be Chal? Why? Before we learn the words of Gemara inside. For although, as I just explained a moment ago, Reb Yossi is of the opinion that Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and therefore a woman who's an Eishes Ish is already Osir to you, cannot become Osir to you because of a Chamoisai. He is agreeable that by an Isser Moisif, which I'm going to explain in a moment, we do say Isser Chal al Isser. What does an Isser Moisif mean? That if the new Isser applies to new individuals that it didn't apply to previously, everybody agrees Isser Chal al Isser. So let's analyze the situation. We have a woman who's your mother-in-law. She's not an Eishesish. She's single. Now she becomes an Eishesish. A Chamoisai is only Osir to you. Eishesish is Osir to the whole world. So Rabbi Yossi agrees that's an example of an Isser Moisif. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi agrees that by an Isser Moisif we say Isser Chal al Isser. So even if we're going to say the explanation of Rabbi Yossi's opinion in our Mishnah is because Ein Isser Chal al Isser, but by an Isser Moisif, he does agree to Isser Chal al Isser. So why does he say Chamoisif v'nas Eishes Ish? We give because of Chamoisai. This is an Isser Moisif. Dom Rav Avua, Moid Rabbi Yossi v'Isser Moisif. So he said to him, Amalei Rav Adab Rei, v'trei katli katlasle. Let's think what you're saying. I agree, says Rav Adab. According to Rabbi Yossi, an Isser Moisif, we do say Isser Chal al Isser. And therefore you're arguing that even though this woman was originally Chamoisai, and then she becomes an Eishes Ish, the Isser of Eishes Ish should be Chal, should be effective. So what will happen? Chamoisai carries with it an Isser Sreifa. Eishes Ish carries with it a punishment of Chenek. So what do you want, what are we accomplishing by saying she's an Eishes Ish? That she get Chenek? He's already getting Sreifa, which is the more severe punishment. So even though halachically Isser Chal al Isser, and therefore the Isser Eishes Ish can be Chal on the Isser Chamoisai, practically it has no relevance because there's already an Isser Sreifa, and Isser Chenek is only less than Sreifa, not more. As the Rishonim, we said, the Gemara said, that let's say first she was an Eishes Ish, and then she became Chamoisai, that's an example of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Why? Because first she was also to the whole world, Chamoisai is only to him. As the Rishonim, there is something more in Chamoisai than Eishes Ish. Isser Eishes Ish is an Isser that could terminate, that could expire. If she's not going to be an Eishes Ish, she gets divorced, her husband dies, she's no longer an Eishes Ish. But the Isser Chamoisai, as we learned earlier in Amasechta, once she's your mother-in-law, she's your mother-in-law forever. So why are we saying, as the Rishonim, that Isser Chamoisai is not Chal on Isser Eishes Ish, because there's nothing, it doesn't accomplish something new. It does. This is an Isser that has no expiration, versus Isser Eishes Ish does have expiration. Say to Rishonim, when we examine it, now is not the time to learn the sugya of Isser Chal al Isser, we'll learn it in Tishem Masech Techulin. But they explain, when we examine the concept of Isser Chal al Isser, we don't look at the future, we look at the now. And right now, she's also as an Eishes Ish. So that's why we say Isser Chal al Isser. She may no longer one day be an Eishes Ish, and then she become Chamoisai. When we examine something from the prism of Isser Chal al Isser, that isn't the way we examine it. It says the Mishnah, Mishaloka Vishana, Pashup Shana the Mishnah, we're going to discuss this at great length in the Gemara. Somebody did an Aveira for which he got Malkus, and then he repeated that Aveira, and he gets Malkus again. Bez the Machnis Nasal Keeper. We spoke about the Keeper before in the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Tesam Beis, that prison where he's starved to death. And the Mefarshim make a number of points. Here, the Mishnah goes into much greater detail in describing the keeper than it did in the Mishnah Taf Ayin Tesam Beis. And the question is why? If anything, we should have described the keeper the first time we learned about it on Daf Ayin Tesam Beis. Answer the Mefarshim, beautiful Teretz. In the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tesam Beis, we were referring to a murderer. That a murderer should be put into a keeper and left to die is very understandable. Here we're referring to a situation of a person who just did an aveira of Malkus. Yes, he repeated it then. I'm going to learn in the Gemara how many times he repeated the aveira. But it's only an aveira of Malkus. So we think that he should get such a horrible punishment. Teaches us the Mishnah that yes, he gets the horrible punishment of being put into the prison where he eats the sairim and he starves to death. Furthermore, the Yaakov draws a correlation. We remember the Gemara Masechta Soita. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita that the carbon mincha that the Soita had to bring was a unique type of carbon mincha. It was brought from Soirim, from barley. The Gemara explains, because Soirim are a machal behema, is the food that's typically served to animals. She acted like a behema, so she's punished in that very same way. Says the Yaakov, that's Pshat in our Mishnah. This person who keeps on doing the same Aveira is not acting the way a human being should act. So that's why he gets the Machal Behem of Soir. Ask the Gemara, as we pointed out, Meshum the Lok of Shana, Bezdin Kainson and Solakipa. Yes, it's terrible that he did Malkus, he did an Aveira, but does he deserve to go to the Keeper for that? Amr B'yimri Amr Shim Ben Lokish. Hachab Malkus Shakris Saskinen. And the way the Rishayim explained the Gemara is as follows. The Loch is that if somebody does an Aveira, for which there's a chiyuv karis, Bezdin can give him Malkus. And normally, Malkus, the Beis HaLevi explains the Gemara this way, takes away that Aveira. Malkus is the kapara. However, if this person keeps on repeating the same offense, when does the Malkus take away the Aveira? When he did tshuva. If this person keeps on doing the same Aveira, he obviously didn't do tshuva. And therefore, the Gavra explains the Gemara back to Tolahu. He really deserves to die. The Kruvahu de Loi Mikrif Katli. It's up to Shemayim when to give the chorus. However, the Kivin de Kamavatale Nafshi, we see by him acting this way, Makrim Leilaktele Elevei, we are the ones who bring the Misa on him by putting him into the Keeper where he eventually will die. Amalei Rav Yaakov Aviyim Rebat Tachlifa. Ta Asberloch, let me explain to you the dinner of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation of a Malkiyah Shel Karas Achas, that he keeps on doing the same Aveira. And the explanation I just gave is very beautiful. Because the person keeps on doing the same Aveira, and as we're going to learn, and he keeps on getting Malkus for that Aveira, and he doesn't care. It's obvious that this person is not a person doing tshuva. Because if he's doing tshuva, so yes, sometimes people fall and they do an Aveira, but so they want to taste every Aveira. But why does he keep on repeating the same Aveira and keep on getting punished for the Aveira and doesn't care? It must be that he doesn't care, and that's why we punish him. Therefore, says the Gemara, Avlish Ashtayim V'Sholosh Krisis, if he did different Aveiras, it's not something that we want to necessarily give him covet for, but it's a Suru de Ketame. He just wants to taste the Aveira. He's a Baal Aveira. And there, V'loy Mevata Kulahai, and the din of the Mishnah will not apply. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah said, Mishalok of Shana. So Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah is, Shana Afagav Delay Shilish. If he did the same Aveira two times, that's enough for him to deserve being put into the Keeper. Shana should have did two times, Afagav Delay Shilish, even though he didn't do it three times. We know, throughout Shas, there's a Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. How many times does something have to be done to establish a chazaka? Rebbe's opinion is twice. Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is three times. So says the Gemara, Lema, If we learn Pashup Shad and Amishna, Mastisim, the like of Shem Gamliel. Amishna doesn't seem to be following the opinion of Shem Gamliel. Dear of Shem Gamliel. If we're going to follow Shem Gamliel's opinion, Ha'amir Atlasim Nilav Chazaka. You don't have a Chazaka until three times. Yet Amishna says we have a Chazaka even after two times. Am Ravina answers Ravina, I feel time of Shem Gamliel. Amishna can't follow the opinion of Shem Gamliel. Ksavar, he is of the opinion Avera Machzikos. What happened here? The person did an Avera, he got Malchus. He did an Avera, he got the same Avera, we learned, got Malchus. Now he does the same Avera a third time. He's not going to be put into the Kippah until the third time. So for three Averas, he gets Malchus. For three Averas, we have a Chazaka, and that's why he goes to the Kippah. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, of Avera Shesh V'Malchus, Pam Rishon V'Shniya, if he did it one time, two times, Malchus Noisai, we give him Malchus, V'Shlishis, but he did it a third time, we put him into the keeper. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, Abishalimer, Abishlishis Malchus, the third time he still gets Malchus, it's only Brevius. When he does the Avera the fourth time, then and only then, that's when he goes to the keeper. So how do we understand this Machlaikus? Says the Gemara, my love, the Kula Alma, everybody's going to be of the opinion that Malchus Machzikos. That until he gets Malchus enough times that we should say that he has a chazaka for getting Malchus for this Avera, he doesn't get the keeper. And what is the machloikis of the Tanakhama and Abishol? It's our old machloikis of Rebbe Rav Shimon Kamlifagi. That according to Rebbe, if he two times you have a chazaka, and therefore if you got Malchus twice, the third time you have a keeper, you go to the keeper. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Abishol will be agreeing with Rav Shimon Gamliel that to have a chazaka, you have to have three times, and therefore you had to get Malchus three times before you could get to the keeper. So we see that this is actually a machlokes tanam, the machlokes tanakam and Shem Gamliel, a tanakam and Abishol mirrors the machlokes of Rebbe Rav Shem Gamliel regarding chazaka. Says Marloi, we don't have to learn this way. It could well be the kulama islid Rav Shem Gamliel. Everybody agrees that a chazaka is not established without three times. V'hochop, what is the machloikis here? The machloikis between the Tanakhama and Shem Gamliel is a Tanakhama and Abishol is a different machloikis altogether. The mass of Averis machzikis. How do we establish a chazaka? By somebody doing the same Averis three times. So he did an Averis, got Malchus. Did an Averis, got Malchus. Did the same Averis a third time, we got a chazaka. Umasover, whereas Abishol holds, it's not just that you have to have the Avera to establish a Chazaka. You have to have gotten Malchus to establish a Chazaka. And therefore you did the Avera three times, got three Malchus, and then, and only then, do you have a Chazaka. So if you have a Chazaka, why don't we give him a Keeper, the Rishon Master, why don't we put him to the Keeper right then? It's obvious, because we can't give him Keeper and Malchus for the same Avera. So only after you do the Avera the fourth time, will he go to the Keeper. Ask the Gemara, V'hada Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. The halacha is, we've learned this then numerous times, that in order for somebody to get a punishment, to get Malchus, or any punishment, we're focused now on Malchus, you have to have Hasra. But actually, Hasra carries with it two components. One component is that we tell the person what you're doing is an Avera, and the person says, I don't care. It's really more than I don't care. He says, I'm prepared to take the punishment. I want to do the Avera. And therefore, says the Braisa, Hisra Baba Shosak, they warned this person before he's doing the Avera. He didn't say, I don't care. He just remained silent. Or Hisra Baba Hirkin Roishai. He didn't say, I'm prepared to take the Oynish. He just nodded. Pam Rishon Vishniya, if it happened once and twice, Masrim Ba, we give him that Asra. Shlishis, here the Tanakhama says the third time, only at the fourth time. Now says the Gemara, for Hossam Malchus Leka. How did we explain a moment ago the machloikas between the Tanakhama and Abishol? The Tanakhama says that it's the Avera that creates the Chazaka, and Abishol says it's the Malchus that creates the Chazaka. Here is no Malchus. And yet Abishol is still saying the same opinion. So obviously, the basis of Abishol's opinion has nothing to do with Malchus giving, making a chazakah. Because the same din that we learned in the previous brisa, where he was getting Malchus, Abishol says here where you don't get Malchus. So you see, it has nothing to do with Malchus machzikos. So again, we wanted to say that everybody agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. The only question is what establishes the chazakah, the aveira or the Malchus. We see that's clearly not true, because here there's no Malchus, and Abishol still says the exact same opinion. Says the Gemara, Omer b'maikem afgi. What then is the machlokes? Omer vina b'kipa tzricha hasra k'mafgi. Whether does the keeper have to have its own hasra? Meaning, here we have a situation. Everybody agrees that we don't have a chazaka until the aveir is done 3 times, and you have to have some sort of hasra. The Tanakam says that if we gave him Hasra 3 times, albeit a weak Hasra, because in all these 3 times, the person didn't get a real Hasra, because he didn't say the words that I said before, I don't care. Says the Tanakam, and says that's enough of Hasra that we should put him into the keeper. And that's why by the 3rd violation, we put him into the keeper. Whereas the Abishol is of the opinion, we have to have 3 Hasras, that you're doing an aver for which there's Malchus, even though he won't get the Malchus. Why? Because it wasn't a full-fledged Hasra, and only after that happened 3 times, by the 4th time, do we give him a Hasra for keeper and put him into the keeper. Ask the Gemara, or my keeper, what is the keeper? How does this keeper look? It's a room where there's only enough room for him to stand. The Hecher Remiza, ask the Gemara, where in the Torah is there a remez for a keeper? And as the Ran explains, even though, and I discussed this in a previous shiur, on Daf Ayin Tesa actually, that the question is keeper, according to many Rishonim, it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Even though something's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, says the Ran, it is the derech of the Gemara to find some sort of a remez in the Torah. And therefore ask the Gemara v'hecha remiza, Amr Shlokish, because the Pasuk says, t'moseis rosh ha-ra. It means, somebody who does aveiros constantly, Rosh Ra, he does aveiros constantly, will be punished with the keeper. Another pshat is Temaises. The Torah is adding a new form of Misa. Till today, we learned that there are Abba Mises Bezdin, a primary subject of Abba Masechta. Now we're learning that there's a new concept, a new way of a person Nebuch dying through Bezdin. Which way? The keeper. Ramesh Lokesh. Ma'idik siva pasik in Kehelis. Kilayada adamas itai. A person doesn't know when he will leave the world. Kedogim shnechazim betzudara. Ma'im betzudara. Amrish lokashchika. Means the hook with which a fish is caught. So Mefarshim asks, what is the connection between the fish that's caught with a hook to our Gemara? So I saw many pshatim. The pshat that I think, that I'm going to repeat at least, is as follows. There are really 2 ways fish are caught. One way is by spreading out a net, and the fish fall into the net. Another way is by catching the fish with a hook. What's the difference between these 2 ways? When the fish is caught in the net, the fish doesn't feel anything. He's caught, but he doesn't feel anything. When he's caught with a hook, so the hook goes into his flesh, and he feels it. The same thing. A person dies, but our Gemara has now introduced a new form of Mises Bezdin. Keeper, which as we've been learning is a gruesome death, a death of starvation. Says the Gemara, it's like the fish that dies that's caught by the hook, a painful death. Says the Mishnah, Haharid nefesh shlo be'edim, if somebody kills somebody without edim, and this again follows what we've learned from the Rambam, I quoted it at the Daf Ayin Tes, that the Rambam says that a keeper wasn't given to everybody. The keeper was given to a ritzeach, because it's a breakdown of society murder. Haharid nefesh shlo be'edim, so even though technically we can't give them Mises Bezdin, Machnis Naisel Kipoy, Machinis Lechem Tsar Mayim Lachetz. Menor Yadinan, ask the Gemara if there are no Edom, how do we know that he was a murderer? Amrav, the Edus Milchedes. The Aloch is for Edom to be considered valid Edom for a murder, they both have to be looking out of the same window. But let's say you have 2 Edom, seeing the exact same act of murder, but one is from one window and one is from the other window, they can't combine to an Edus. But they saw and they know. That's when the person is considered Hayug Nefesh Shlebi Eidim. Shmuel Amish Shlebi Asra. Again, as we just finished learning, Hasra comes with a lot of details. Here he was not given a proper hasra, but that doesn't detract from the fact that he's a murderer. Rav Chisda Amar Avima, going to skachish b'vedikis, v'loy skachish b'chakiris. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, the Edom are asked seven questions which are chakiris, which are standard questions that must be answered properly, and the two Edom have to be consistent in their answers, otherwise they're automatically disqualified. Eiz v'shah, eiz v'yayim, where, what, when, we discussed it. B'dikis, as we learned, are many, many details, as the Gemara points out. U'badik b'tanan, as we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf, Tes, Mais u'badik ben azay b'uksa ta'enim. He asked that a murder took place under a ta'enim tree, and he asked them what kind of thorns they have, stems, thick or thin. That doesn't change the fact that these two Edom are saying that the murder took place. So even though technically we can't kill him, because as soon as they're not 100% consistent, their Edus becomes disqualified, but that doesn't change the fact that he's a murderer. Or Machilan said, Lechem Tzara Mayim Lachatz. Maishno, asked the Gemara, the Kani Hocha Noisim Loi Lechem Tzara Mayim Lachatz. Or Maishno, that the Mishnah on top of the Amid said, Machilan is Soyim Achikresim is Bakas. Answered the Gemara, Amr of Shesha, the two Mishnahs complement each other. Idi vi idi noisim lechem tsar maim lechetz. Because what happens like this. First we give him a very meager diet, which causes shiyukta mayanoi, that his stomach should shrink. And then, hada machilai say soirim, they give him barley, which causes his stomach to expand. Achikresim is bakas, and that will cause him to pass away. Says the Mishnah, hakainif as a kisva. If somebody steals, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, a kisra means a klisharis. The makalab kaisim. If somebody curses Hashem with the kaisim, with the name of a supernatural power, we're going to speak about that too. Vaboyal aramis. If somebody has relations with a non-Jewish woman, kanoim paigimba, he's killed by a kanoim, which will be the subject of tomorrow's shir. Machloikis hapoiskim. Here we're speaking about a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish woman with a Jewish male. Does the same halacha apply in the opposite situation, where you have a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman? Some paiskim say the halacha is the exact same. Some paiskim say it's only in this situation. Kain sheshimish betumah, a kain that did avoda when he's tamei, ein achiv kahanim avinos lebezdin. They don't take him to bezdin. El perche kahanim maitzinos sechutz lazara. The perche kahanim take him out of the azara on fatzin esmoichai, and they break his skull, begzirim, with sticks. Two questions. Who are the Pirchei Kohanim? Most Mefarshim explain that the Pirchei Kohanim are the Kohanim between the age of 13 and 20, who are adults, they're above bar mitzvah, but they're too young to do the Avodah. We don't want a kohen who's doing the Avodah to do this, because he's not allowed to become Tameh, because if he's Tameh, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. But these people aren't doing the Avodah, so they're the people that do it. Others, interesting pshat that I saw, even below bar mitzvah. We don't want a bar mitzvah kohen to become tamei. Kohen is not allowed to become tamei, so we take children who are below bar mitzvah. Where do they take him? Chutz lazara. Some say he's taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, but he's still on the Harabayis. Others say it's out of the Harabayis too. Pas pshat in the Mishnah, it's only Chutz lazara, but could still be on the Harabayis. Continues the Mishnah. Zor sheshimish b'migdash, v'zor does the avoid in the base of Migdash. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, his punishment is Chenek. The Chum Oimer, his punishment is Misab De Shmai. So the first case that the Mishnah discussed was a Goinev as a Kisva. Ask the Gemara, my Kisva. What is the definition of a Kisva? Omer Yehuda, Klisharis. It refers to somebody who stole a Klisharis. The Kenu Oimer, Veskeshes HaNesach. So the word Keshes and Kisva are very similar. Where do we see that this is an Avera? Because the Pasuk says, if you're not allowed to see the Kalim, you're certainly not allowed to steal them. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Shem Shmuel. If the Gemara in the Mishnah says Kisra means Klisharis, why does the Mishnah call a Kisra, a word that we never encounter? The Mishnah should have used the word Klisharis, which is a word that the Torah uses. So he says a beautiful pshat. What does the word kisva mean? He says the word kisva means a vessel that has a receptacle. he says, what is the lesson of the Kli Sharis? And he says, that's not just the lesson of the Kli Sharis. It's actually the lesson of the Beis HaMikdash. That we don't look at the outer trappings. We look at the Pnimius. We look at what's inside. When we look at the Kli Sharis, it's not that the Kli Sharis were beautiful kalim made out of gold. We know that there was so much art in creating the Kli Sharis. That's not what the Kli Sharis is all about. What the Kli Sharis is about is what's put into the Kli Sharis. What is a jewel about? Not what the outer trappings are. What's important is what's in our heart. From a Kal B'Kaisim, Tana Rabbi Yosef, what does that mean? Yaka Kaisim es Kaismai. If somebody says, Chas V'Shalom, he is Kalas Hashem, and he uses the name of a supernatural power. Rabbanu V'Tayim B'Amari Amri, Yaka Kaisimai Loi L'Maknoi, using those words are considered Kaisim es Kaismai, for which the halacha is Kanoim Paikimbai. The halacha is, as we're going to learn tomorrow's shir, that a boy of Aram is Kanoim Poygimbo. The Gemara is going to explain in great length. It's only B'shas Maisa. But after the act of a boy of Aram, there's no Kanoim Poygimbo. There's Machloikas Rishonim, but the other Averis is the same halacha apply, that Kanoim Poygimbo only B'shas Avera. Or maybe these Averis are considered so significant that not only B'shas Avera is the halacha Kanoim Poygimbo, but even afterwards. We'll end the Gemara on a happier note. There's a beautiful word that Chassidish Sfarim say. We know that the word Pegiya also means Tfila. The Yifka means Mispalo. So Chassidish Sfarim say, if you see somebody do an Avera, what are the Kanoim supposed to do? Poigimbay. They're supposed to daven for his Neshama that he should not do Averis.